You might recall that we spoke to the Minister for Community Services, Prue Goward, yesterday about the situation with DOC's caseworkers. She described as a lie a claim by the Public Service Association, who we'd spoken to earlier in the week, claiming that 100 temporary DOCS workers would not have their contracts renewed. And Ms Goward said that not only was that a lie, but she claimed that the department at the DOCS was well resourced and that the public knew that. So we just wanted to follow up with a little bit more on the state of DOCS in New South Wales. Andrew McCallum is the CEO of the Association of Children's Welfare Agencies and a former CEO of ACOS as well. Welcome, Andrew. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
So what is how would you describe the state of DOCS and particularly its caseworkers?
Look, this story has a fairly long tail. I mean, for many, many years now, the government has been trying to actually transfer out child protection or out-of-home care services to the non-government sector, and the PSA have mounted this sort of campaign quite significantly along the way. Mm. Look, there are people doing the right job in DOCS? I don't know. I'm not privy to that information. Do they have a lot of caseworkers? Yes, they do. Is child protection all about caseworkers? No, it's not. And that's what, I mean, sometimes child protection, when we talk about child protection, people actually see it as the pointy end of things. But child protection encompasses a range of things from, you know, prevention, from drug and alcohol services, homelessness and the like. Yeah. And if people get sort of very emotional about the child protection services, and you can make these things, well, if you don't have enough caseworkers, kids are left in dangerous situations. Well, quite timely, I'm actually in South Australia today, and for the next 2 days, I'll be spending time with a group called the Forgotten Australians. Now, if anyone actually wants to think about child protection and putting kids into care, they should spend some time with this group of people who have been in state care in the 60s and 70s and the 50s. Mm. And their stories are horrific. So, you know, what we do know is actually we have to do things better. This government has put on the table a plan to actually transition out-of-home care across to the non-government sector. This is the first time we've got to this point, so, I mean, a big tick to Prue Goward for that. She came to the election with that. I'm co-chairing with Jim Moore from the Director General of Family and Community Services, a transition a ministerial advisory group on transition. So we're getting to that point. Mm. So, yeah, we're hopeful that we will actually get a better service. But it's not just about child protection workers at the front end. It's not just about out-of-home care. It's about how do we actually make child protection everyone's business.
Well, is that discussion being had as part of the transition from, you know, solely government through to non-government?
Yes, that's right. I mean, because we don't want to grow an out-of-home care system. We know that the outcomes for kids who go into care in compared to the rest of the population are not particularly flash. You know, we know that they're actually behind the eight ball on all the key indicators when they come out of care. So if we can avoid them going to care, that's a very positive thing for their life outcomes. So we think that the government should be investing in alternative services around drug and alcohol, homelessness, looking at those things, working with the federal government around some of the bigger pictures around income support and the like. That's when you make an impact in child protection. If we're getting to the point where we're removing kids, everything's already gone wrong. Mm. And what we need to actually start to focus on is not that. And I think, you know, it's not about who does the government or not. I think what the Wood Inquiry clearly said, that actually out-of-home care should be with the non-government sector. Prue Goward has picked up that baton and run with it. Mm. We're very pleased about that. This is the first time. And, you know, the opposition can actually talk about it. They had 16 years and they talked a lot about it, but they didn't actually move anywhere down this road. To give Prue Goward her credit, she has actually put a price on the table for transition. She says she's prepared to do it. It is going to be lumpy and bumpy, but we think it's a better outcome for kids in the long term.
Mm. And, I mean, the politics of it, though, with the PSA making the claims that they've made and the minister coming out and saying, no, it's a lie and they're Labor stooges and this sort of thing, I mean, that can't be helpful in resolving the very real issues that you're talking about.
It isn't helpful at all. And I think that if we could take the politics out of child protection, that'd be a great thing, because this is too important. This is the next generation of kids we're talking about here. Now, if we get them into care, we know that that's not particularly flash for them either. But if we need to actually support families where they're at, that's not easy as well. That takes resources. There's going to be enough work for everyone. I don't think the PSA has to worry about their members being out of work. There is different focus that the community services can take. They need to focus very carefully on the child protection forensic end, but they need to leave the other business to the non-government sector. And that's what we're saying. Let's actually work in harmony. Let's work collectively to actually get a better outcome for families and kids. Because, you know, once we actually start to fight about it, then the only ones who will suffer are the kids.
Just to take you back to something that you mentioned earlier, when Prue Goward said that DOCS is well-resourced, is that something you'd agree with?
Look, it'll be patchy. We know it'll be patchy. I think some of the issues around child protection workers are the retention of senior and experienced workers in the front line. That's important. You know, putting young graduates on the front line is not a particularly, it doesn't go well in the long term, and people don't stay long. So we need to actually retain a well-trained front-end child protection service. That should be what the department are looking at. Look, Community Services now has a new CEO, Marie Walk. She's come from the NGO sector. It's a clear message to say that they want to do business differently. Mm-hmm. Marie's a strong advocate for transfer. She's a strong advocate for the rights of children and families. So hopefully we'll see a different culture. And part of this is actually the PSA needs to actually, you know, get with the program. There's cultural change needed. There is going to have to be reform of the public sector in New South Wales. That's going to have to happen. They're going to have to be part of the solution and not be part of the problem and say, we need to keep things the way they were. Things cannot stay the way they are. You know, 18,000 kids in out-of-home care in New South Wales is just a shame. It is an embarrassment for us. We need to do better.
Andrew McCallum, thanks for your time today.
My pleasure, Linda.